This is Vrindavan Mahimamrita, 11th Sataka, September 22nd, 2011, verse 12. Trukachena vidir yatam vapur, vilayo vastavipi gyati dharmayo, namanag api hatum astu dir, mama brinda vipinam sudurlavam. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, let this body be cut to pieces by a saw. Let my religious principles or relatives be vanquished. Yet may I never even think of leaving this rarely attained land of Vrindavan. Let my relatives be wiped out. Text 13. Hari Bhaktim Aham Nakamaye Mama Mukti Prabhati Shuktivat. Nayanena nipiya radhika rati kunjer ati manjalam vanam. I don't desire Hari Bhakti until I have drunk the enchanting beauty of the forest of Vrindavan, which is decorated with beautiful kunjas where Radhika enjoys conjugal pastimes. Even liberation appears like a seashell to me. In other words, he's saying that my priority is to see Vrindavan first. I want to see the Van of Vrindavan. Even before I get devotion of Hari, I want to see the place of his wonderful Leela sports. And if you offer me, I won't give you a chance to see the kunjas of Vrindavan, but I'll give you mukti. And he said, I don't want mukti. It's like a seashell. It's nothing but a seashell. It's worthless. So let's see some other translations here. So this is so much, he's emphasizing the value of Vrindavan forest. Darshan of Vrindavan. My body, which is fit to be eaten by dogs and jackals, if it was to fall down of its own accord. Oh, that's the wrong word. May my body be broken by a sword, or my exalted social position and religious principles may be destroyed. Still, I never for a moment shall consider leaving the forest of Vrindavan, which is so difficult to enter. We often take it for granted that we can come and go to Vrindavan as we will, as we wish. But he's saying that it's not so easy. It's brinda vipinam su durlabham. It's very rarely attained. Very, very rarely attained. And if we somehow get residence here, we should cherish it like a great wealth, like a great gem, invaluable gem that cannot be found or replaced anywhere else. Brajavas, Brajadarshan, to live in Vrindavan, to be granted the privilege to live in Vrindavan for 2 days, for 1 week, for 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, any amount of time, is a rarely attained fortune. There are 6 billion people on this planet, and how many ever get the chance to spend a minute in Vrindavan? Padma Puran says that if one resides simply overnight, he simply resides overnight in Vrindavan, then he can attain devotion to Lord Krishna just by one night's visit in Vrindavan. I do not wish to serve Lord Hari in my personal liberation. It's as valuable to me as a tiny seashell. Now that I can drink with my eyes the beauty of the forest grove where Sri Radha Radhika enjoys pastimes. So he's saying that. And Raghunath Das has the same idea. If you tell me that Krishna has left Vrindavan and gone to Dwarka, then I say, okay, that's all right. As long as Radharani is still here in Vrindavan. But if you tell me Radharani has left Vrindavan, then immediately I'm gone, running right behind her. Hey Radhe, Brajadevi ke chalalite. Hey Nanda, sunakutaha. And similarly, Prabhupada Saraswati is saying, Anipya, Anipya, Radhika, Ratikunjer, Ati Manjulam Vanam. He's Ati Manjulam Vanam. Rati Kunjas. Radhika Rati Kunjas. Those kunjas where Radhika enjoys her Rati Keli. Where Radhika enjoys her conjugal pastimes with Krishna. I don't want to get liberated, and I don't even want to serve Lord Hari. If I can, now that I can drink with my eyes the beauty of the forest, now that I can see Nayana, Nayan means eyes, Nayanena Nipiya Radhika. With my eyes, I am seeing this beautiful kunjas, Seva Kunj, Nidiban, all these beautiful kunjas, where Radhika enjoyed her Rati Keli, and simply to have darshan of those and see the beautiful forest where she enjoys pastimes, that's more to me than liberation. It's more to me than even the service of Lord Hari. So obviously he's tracing a line of preference here to Radhika over Hari. That her kunja, Keli kunjas, of course, her Keli kunjas are inseparable from Hari, Hare Krishna. There's no Keli in the kunjas without Hari. But he's saying, even Hari Bhakti, Hari Bhaktim Aham Nakamaye, I don't want devotion to Hari. I simply want to see the Rati kunjas, the Ati Manjulam Vanam, Manjula. Manju means extremely charming and delightful. Ati, excessively charming and delightful forests of Vrindavan, which are scattered here and there in those wonderful, charming forests, are the Rati Kunjas, Radhika Rati Kunjas. Those wonderful places where Radhika enjoys her beautiful pastimes with Shyam. So valuable are these places just to see them or to touch them or to roll in the dust of them. Of course, seeing them on his level of Prabodhananda Saraswati means to have prain drishti and to actually enter there and see the Leelas, Leela Pravesh. Visiting them on a yatra, van yatra or dam yatra, and visiting Nidiban, Sevakunj, and Kadamba Kandi and all these different places of Leela, Punchari, Rasastali at Punchari. Now we don't see too many, but when you round the edge of the end of Govardhan Hill, on the inside path, there used to be so many trees there just to the left of Punchari. That's a vast, clear area now. But there are many trees even up to 1985, 1990. Maybe 95, many groups of trees, of Kadamba trees and Tamal trees intertwined together and in a big circle like this. Kadamba, like this. And gradually over the years they disappeared. Hardly you can find 2-3 now. Near the Sakshi Gopal temple there, where the Mandali Kunda, the cave of Raghava Goswami's cave is there. Left-hand side, and maybe Sakshi Gopal Mandir. There's one or two near there, but there were so many spread all around there. And they say that's the site of the Rasa Stali at Govardhan. And after the Rasa dance, when Krishna returned, then all these beautiful trees manifested. Radha manifested in the form of Kadamba tree, and Krishna manifested in the form of Tamal Krishna. And then the Tamal Vriksha and the Kadamba Vriksha dance together, unseen by anyone, in the form of trees. They're dancing there in the Punchari Rasastali. Just like sometimes Radha and Krishna would take the form of peacocks and dance together as peacocks, hidden from the view of everyone. Oh, there are just some peacocks dancing. Actually, it's the Radha Mayur. Radha Mayur and Krishna Mayur. Mayur means more. Peacock. So this happened in Varsana at Morakuti. And one saint who was there on that mountaintop about 100 years ago, one Siddha saint, he was doing bhajan there. Nirjan bhajan. And chanting Nam Sankirtan, Nam Jap. doing Lila Smaran. And during a Smaran, this wonderful pastime manifested on the screen of his heart. And he saw that Radharani was in Man on this particular hilltop. There's Man Kutir, then there's more Kutir. And Krishna came to break her Man, and then he took the form of a peacock to entertain her and dance in front of her and break her Man. And then Radharani was so attracted and captivated by the wonderful form, so she transformed herself. Even a mundane mystic yogi can change his form. That's one of the mystic cities, to change the form. A yogi can become a dog or become a cat or become different personalities. We see Hanuman. Hanuman was a great yogi. So when he went to Sri Lanka, he became a cat. That's in Ramayana. You must be knowing. And he wandered all around the palaces. Then he found that he was wandering around the palaces. At night, cats always wander around palaces chasing mice. So about 11 or 12 o'clock at night, Hanuman in the form of a Bili Hanuman. Bili? Bili Hanuman. There's Baini Hanuman. Baini Hanuman with a big ball and chain around him in Chakratirtha Road in Jagannath Puri. There's that famous old temple there, Baini Hanuman. Baini like a chain. One link going, Baini, ladies, Baini is three pieces going like this, so it looks like a chain. So the chain, the links of the chain look like a Baini, so they put it around his ankle with a big ball so he wouldn't jump away. So it's called Baini Hanuman. Not that he has a braid. He's tied down with a ball and chain. But this is Bili Hanuman. Bili means cat, pussy cat in Hindi. So Hanuman took the form of a little cat, and no one paid any attention. No cats are running here and there chasing mice. So he went in this room, and he saw this huge golden bed with silk canopy and pearls hanging off the streams of rows of strings of pearls in all four directions, hanging off the silk canopy, all around, raised above the bed, and there's gold bed with gold posts and all jewels inside it. Huge bed, about 10 feet long and 8-10 feet wide. And sprawled in the middle of the bed was this huge kshatriya, a big mustache. And it was Ravana. And sprawled here and there in smaller little round little beds, like little round beds in the room, were these different half-naked women and wives and maidservants of Ravana's, and there were bottles of whiskey and wine everywhere. They were drunk. And Hanuman was walking, what is this? This must be the famous legendary Ravana. So Hanuman changed his form. So Radharani became a peacock and danced. So this saint, this Siddha saint, was in his Lila Smaran, and he suddenly saw this pastime. And they say he was blind. But somehow he asked his servant to bring me some paint and some ink and some brush and a canvas, so that he painted what he saw. And there was a famous painting that was there for 100 years or so in the Mandir, Kuti Mandir on the top of the hill, and Chiksoli in Barsana. And we saw that painting in 1977. And this was the original painting. And now it's since been mysteriously disappeared. And there's some other painting by some Russian artist or something to take its place. So, even liberation appears like a seashell to me. Back to Vrindavan. I left everybody in Sri Lanka for a while there. Come back. Okay, six. I think we're supposed to read 1 through 11. We read a few more. 16 to 18. Prahola se vasati shitalam keshabara sukeshya. Pashyam yetam malakavitatam vitatim charu bringa valishu. Smeras yendor udayati kalafula. Hemabja koshe, netran chalayas, chakita harini, chaturi maduri bhu, chakita harini, chaturi maduri bhu. Krishna said, doesn't say who he spoke this to, but he could have spoken it to his friend Subal. Because he would often, Subal is a Priyanarama Sakha. And Krishna reveals his intimate sentiments of Madhura Ras to Subal and opens his heart to him and says, "Oh Subal, I'm dying in separation from Radhika. I've come to Radhakund and she was supposed to meet me for the Abhisar. And I'm waiting and waiting, she hasn't come. Please find out what's happened. You must at all costs, somehow or other, don't come back without Radharani. Because if you come back without Radharani, I can't tell you what will happen." Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. So Subal went to Yavat. Where no connection? Subal went to Yavat very fast. And there in the courtyard making cow dung patties as she usually does in the daytime. She's quite busy with that work. She rather likes to have cow dung under her fingernails. Do you know who I'm speaking of? Ja-ti-la, the mother-in-law of Radharani. She is busy making cow dung patties. Tomp, 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 tomp. Dun, tomp, 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 tomp. Dun, tomp, 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 tomp. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. And then Subal came and said, "Oh, Janani, suno, have you seen my vatsa? My vatsa, my small calf. It ran here, hither and thither, and I think he came in your yard." "Oh, no, Subal, I have not seen." "Oh, can I look for him?" "Yes, yes, you look." So he looked here and there, went in the Goshala here and there, and then when he saw Jatila was distracted by her cow dung seva, then he ran in Radharani's house. And Yavat, he said, "Oh Radhika, Shyam is pining for you on the banks of Shyamakund. He's crying, his Pitambara chatter is entirely wet with his tears of separation. I don't think he can last another minute without your darshan. You must go see him immediately." "Oh, Subal, but what can I do? Kutila is standing by the door with a big stick in her hand, and my mother's in the courtyard waiting by the front gate. How can I get out from here?" "I have an idea. Listen." "Acha? Huh? Really? Oh." And then the idea was enacted. Subal, Radharani gave Subal a gamsha. He went in somewhere and changed, wore a gamsha and gave all his clothes to Radharani, his cowherding clothes. And she went somewhere and changed all her clothes and became a coward boy, Subal Vesh, and then gave all like that clothes to Subal. And then she went out and met Krishna. So this is a beautiful pastime. So when Krishna is in separation like that, he speaks verses like this. "Oh Subal, the beauty of Radha's hair is reflected in the beauty of the peacock feather. I see the marks of Radhika's kunkim on the face of the black bumblebees." Because when the black bumblebees, when the Brahmar are like Shyam, they're the same color as Shyam, they're big, about as big as your thumb, the Brahmar. And they're you can say purpley black. Very dark sapphire, blue sapphire of black. They buzz around the yard here and there sometimes. And then they put their big fat nose in some lotus flower. And then their nose gets all yellow pollen. So kunkum comes in red, it also comes in yellow. Most pollens are a yellow color. So he's saying, when I see the face of the black bumblebee, that I see... the marks of Radharani's kunkum on the faces of the black bumblebees. So that those black Brahmar are like the faces of Shyam. And Shyam sometimes collects some of that kunkum on his face when he puts his face in a certain place. Our moon-like shining face resembles a golden lotus flower. So that's Swarna Padma. The corners of Radha's eyes are the birthplace of the deer's agitated eye movements and nectarine bliss. That's Chakita. Anchala. Like they sometimes they call this cloth called Anchala, no? The edge of the chunari is called Anchala. Krishna pulled my Anchala, yes? So chunari Anchala, is it? Krishna?
Anchal.
Anchal. Here it says Anchalyas. Sanskrit, Anchalyas. So the same, Anchal. It's like Anta. Anta means Anchal. So Krishna pulled the end of my chunari. So Netranchala is Chakita Harini. Harini means deer. Chakita. Chakita means their agitated eye movements. Chakita Harini. Chaturi. Chaturi. Chakita Harini. Madhuri Bhu. This is so sweet. It's so sweet, Subal. The corners of Radharani's eyes are like agitated eye movements of a deer. Chakita Harini. Chaturi. Madhuri Bhu. So these are Krishna is speaking about the glories and beauty of Radharani, that beauty which he knows so well. Shrima Nasa Sutila Kusame Bandhu Jiva Adara. Bandhu Jiva Adara Shri Kunde Dantavali Vilasitam Kairave Charuhasyam. Charuhasyam. Vali Brinde Tanuranupama Gucha Sat Kud. Kudmalado, Lakshmir Vakshoruha Mukulayor Bahuvali Mrinale. Radha's nose, Nasa, Srima Nasa Sutila, it shines like a sesame flower, Sutila, Kusam Bandhu Jivadara. Radha's lips shine like crimson flowers. Radha's beautiful teeth glisten like jasmine flowers, kunda flowers, kunda dantavali. Avali means the row of. Avali means the series, the row of Radharani's dantavali. Like kunda flower, beautiful. We're growing those flowers in the wintertime. They come in the wintertime, kunda flowers. We got them just so we could get some idea of what Krishna's teeth. Mukunda. Mukunda means his face is. His teeth and shining like a kunda flower, mukunda. Mukunda. Her smiling face, charuhasyam, is like a kairava. Kairava means a white lotus flower. Kairava charuhasyam. Radha's smiling face shines like a white lotus flower. Her unique body glistens and glimmers like a creeper. Vali brinde tanar anupama gucha sat kum. Kudmalado, Kumuda. This is a Vali Brinde Tanur. Her Tanu is like a creeper in Vrindavan. It's matchless creeper in Vrindavan. Her attractive breasts shine like flower buds, and her arms shine like lotus stems. Let's see some other translations here about this. Krishna is glorifying the beauty of Radharani. The beautiful hair of my restless beloved resides in the splendor of your peacock feathers. I see her curling lock. Oh, in other words, this makes more sense because there's a book about Vrindavan. He's not speaking to Subal. Krishna, because he could speak to Subal like this. Sometimes he speaks to Subal about the glories and beauty of Radharani. Rup Dhyan, when he's in lamenting and separation. But I was also thinking, and this is the other translators saying, he's actually in the forest, separated from Radharani, waiting for Radharani, feeling great pain in her separation, so he starts speaking to the, it's called soliloquy. We just simply stand there and say, but is there no mercy in this world? Is there no God behind everything? Does he not see that I'm in this world? And I'm one of the people, I am suffering. No one's listening to me? So this is like soliloquy. So he's speaking to Vrindavan. Oh, my mother, oh, Brinda. You have ears. You have a heart. Listen, you know my Radharani? I see my Radharani everywhere. Because in Govinda Lila Amrita it says when Krishna enters the forest of Vrindavan, he sees Radharani everywhere. because he's realized the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna, he walks his talk. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yo mam pashati sarvatra sarvam cha mayi pashati. Tasyaham na pranashyami sacha me na pranashati. He's saying, whoever sees me everywhere and everything in me, I am never lost to him and he is never lost to me. So Krishna is realizing this verse from Bhagavad Gita when he walks in the forest of Vrindavan in separation from Radharani. He thinks, oh yeah, Bhagavad Gita. One who sees Radha everywhere. Yes, Radharani, you're actually here. I am separated from you. But all the peacocks are fanning their tails. Oh, you're beautiful, shining, iridescent, beautiful feathers, dark blue feathers, and those shining lights, they remind me of my beautiful beloved's hair. The beautiful hair of my beloved is residing in the spread of your peacock fan. I see the curly locks and the dashing bumblebees hovering over the flowers. And the moon of Radharani's face rises in the whirl of your white lotus flowers. And the eyes of your frightened does are the resting places of the sweetness found in the corners of her eyes. Oh, that's a very nice translation. Very nice translation. Very nice. Because it's got Madhuri there. The other one doesn't have the sweetness. Very nice, because this is the original one. Because it says, Netra, Netran Chalyas, Chakita Harini, Chaturi Madhuri Bhu. Krishna is saying, oh Vrindavan, the eyes of your frightened doe, deer, does, are the resting place of the sweetness found in the corners of Radha's eyes. Very nice. Radha's beautiful nose shines like your beautiful sesame flowers that you're growing here in your forest, Vrindavan. The beauty of Radha's lips shines in your Bandhu Jiva flowers. Radha's beautiful teeth shine in your jasmine flowers. Radha's charming smile shines in your white lotus flowers. And Radha's peerless form shines in your blossoming vines. The beauty of Radha's breast shines in your splendid flower buds. Her arms shine in your lotus stems. So that's very nice. Bahubali Mrinali. Now this is text 18. Pina Shonir Vipala Pulane Komaloru Kadalyam Raktam Boje Karachananayo Kapi Shobavi Bhati Brindaranya Twai Nivasati Vyastarupa Priyame Samastyena Olasati Tu Mama Atrapi Dhyanhyangadeshe. Radha's broad hips shine like wide riverbanks. Her soft thighs shine like banana trees. Her red lotus hands shine like beautiful red lotus flowers. Oh, forest of Vrindavan, my beloved Sri Radha resides within you, and her enchanting form shines within my heart. So Radharani is simultaneously existing in two places. In the hearts of her worshipper and in the heart of Vrindavan. So if we are a worshipper of Radharani, then she will shine in our hearts. She's always shining in the forest of Vrindavan. But Krishna is the greatest worshipper of Radharani. Aradhanam. Who does Aradhanam? Radha does Aradhanam. She does Krishna Aradhanam, Krishna Upasanam. But Krishna does Radha Aradhanam, Radha Upasanam. He's the greatest worshipper of Radha. So he's saying, oh Radha, oh Vrindavan, my beloved Radha, Brindaranya Twai Nivasati. Brindaranya Twai Nivas Vyastarupa Priyame. My Priya, the form of my Priya is Nivas, is residing within you, Vrindavan. But Dhyan Anga Deshe, but that form of Radharani is entered into me. Mama Trapi Dan Yanga Deshe. Another translation. O Vrindavan, listen. Radha's broad hips shine in your wide riverbanks along the Yamuna. Radha's delicate thighs, Komala Uru. Uru means thigh, Komal means soft. Pina Shonir Vipula Pulane, Komala Uru, Kadalyam. Her delicate thighs shine in your plantain trees. The beauty of Radha's hands and feet shines in your red lotuses. O Vrindavan forest, the beautiful form of my beloved resides within you. And that beautiful form of Radha also shines in my fortunate heart. Anga Deshe. Dan Anga Deshe. Anga Deshe. It's the name of saying heart. The region of my limbs, the region of my body. Mama Trapi Dan. Adan, samasta, yena ulasati, that beautiful ulas, completely sama, samastien ulasati. So that concludes the 11th sataka, glories of Vrindavan, kaleidoscope glories of Vrindavan. And now one section. Our next class, this class 6, section 6, this is about the Braja Raja Mahima, the glories of the dust of Vrindavan. As we heard about the forests of Vrindavan and some, of course, the Nam Rup Guna and Leela Vrindavan, we heard about the Brijvasis and the great glories of Vrindavan. But how do we get there? Well, we get there, we have to approach Vrindavan through the dust. The approach is at the bottom. Everywhere in the Puranas and the Bhagavatams, it advises the sadhakas and the rishis and the munis and yogis, whether you're a paramatma, yogi or gyan yogi doing dhyan meditation, or whether you're a bhakti yogi, you must approach the object of your meditation beginning at the feet of Chaturbhuj Narayan or the feet of Vishnu or Ramchandra. Charan dhyan, meditate on the feet. And this is the advice given by Lord Chaitanya. Ai nanda tanujakin karam patitam ma mishavim avambudo. Kripaya tava para pankaja stita duli sajicham vichintya. O Nanda Nandan, please keep me as a stita duli, a particle of dust. Stita duli, duli means dust, raj, braja raj, dust particle, the glories of the dust of Vrindavan. Braja raj mahima. We should always wear the dust of Vrindavan on our heads every day. Take Tulsi Duru, take the Braja Raj. When we're sleeping, it should be on our heads. When we're eating, doing puja, japa, mala, smaran, study, bhagavat, walking, prakama, everywhere. Always that dust should be on our heads. So I used to put it here, but then people were asking me what that was. It's over here. Yeah, Tulsi, unless Tulsi came from Gurgaon. They say that the dirt under any Tulsi, it says in Hari Bhakti Siddhartha, the earth under any Tulsi, no matter where it is, even in Russia, that earth growing beneath the Tulsi plant is considered Braja Raj. But let's say that's extended Braja Raj. It's Braja Raj, but it may not be full of the footprints of Radharani. Braja is a vast area, and maybe their feet don't cover every inch. Better we have Braja Raj from a Leela Stali. Many devotees keep a dibba on their altar and then they regularly put a little water in and put some and put here, put here. Their favorite Leela Stali, then refresh it every so often, go in for a refill. So we're going to hear about these glories of the dust of Vrindavan, that saints come here and roll in the dust every year after Kumbh Mela, Prayagraj and Tirtharaj. Tirtharaj from Prayag and the holy place. The Tirtharaj is, of course, the Lalabab, but then Prayagraj comes also. And they come, they ride all the way over on a horse from Allahabad right after Kumbh Mela, and they start rolling in the dust in Govardhan or Nandagram. And once Nanda Baba was there with Lala, Nandalal, Yashodanandan, and this huge figure came, huge Kshatriya came. Super fast, lightning fast stallion, black stallion horse, going as fast as the wind. And he jumped off his horse and threw off his crown and started rolling in the dust. Ha! 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 Prajadam! 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 Ha! Prajadam! And rolling in the dust and crying profusely. And Lala said, Daddy, Daddy, who is that man? Who is that? And Nanda Baba said, I don't know. I've never seen him before. Then Nanda Baba approached him with folded hands and said, Bo! Bo, Maharaj! Dhanavat! Brajmandal Swagatam! Welcome to Brajmandal! I am Brajendra. I'm Brajendra. I am the king of Braj. This is my son, Nandalal. Nandanandan. I am here at your service. I can see that you're an exalted king from a distant country. What brings you to our humble land of Braj, our pastoral abode? How may I serve you? Oh, Nanda Baba, I am Tirtharaj. I am the king of all Tirthas. I have come from Allahabad just to purify myself in this pavitram mangalam rajam of Vrindavan. Acha. So Prayagraj and Tirtharaj, they come here to purify themselves by rolling in the dust. Sri Brajaraja ki jai. Uddhava Mahashaya, who Krishna says he loves more than his own self. He loves more than Lakshmi. That verse is there in 11th canto. Famous verse. I love you. It says for another verse. I knew it, but it's in it. I don't know if it's in Prabhupada's books. Uddhava, he reveals that Krishna reveals how high Uddhava is. I just am I getting a little like old type. Very famous, very extremely famous and powerful verse. Like everyone quotes Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is Gita Upanishad, the Mukhya Praman for Vaidhi Sadhana and for so much tattva. And these understanding these pancha tattvas. To understand these pancha tattvas, Ishvara tattva, Jiva tattva, Prakriti tattva, Kala tattva, Karma tattva, then the Bhagavad Gita obviously is the Mukhya Praman. But when you want to understand Vaishnava tattva, Rasa tattva, Prema tattva, and then Bhagavat Tattva, then Shakti Tattva, then you have to look a little bit deeper. So then the Bhagavatam is the Praman. Amalam Puranam. Amalam Puranam Srimad Bhagavatam. Aradya Bhagavan Brajeshatanya Sridam Vrindavanam. Ram Yat Kachir Upasana Brajabudu Brajabudu Bir. Srimad Bhagavatam. Amalam Puranam. Prema Pumartha Mahan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Idam Matamidam. This is Srinath Chakravarti. Srinath Chakravarti Thakur was a disciple, I believe, at Advaitacharya. And he spoke this verse in clarification. Sometimes it's attributed to Vishnath, but it's most scholars say it's Srinath Chakravarti, who is also Parishad of the Lord. Gauranga, he spoke this in glorification. He said, this is the Amala Puranam to establish. So Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to explain the Pancha Tattva to Arjuna and all the conditioned souls to get liberated from the bodily concept and mundane dharmas and become fixed in Bhagavad Dharma and surrender in service to Krishna. Then, how to understand Madhyamadikari, Uttamadikari, how to understand Brajadham and Ayodhyadham and the different levels and different dhammas and the different levels and different devotees, Sakama Bhaktas and Gyan Mishra Bhaktas, then the Bhagavatam fills in the picture. So in Uddhava Gita, Krishna's teaching Uddhava Mahashaya, and he says, 11th canto, chapter 14, verse 15. Sri Krishna himself says, "You, Uddhava, you are dearer to me than my own self." That's pretty dear. Natata me priyatama atma yonir na shankaraha nacha sankarshano na shrir naivatma cha yata bhavan. My dear Uddhav, you are my priyatam. You are my priyatam. Uttam, dearest, most dear. My dearest, closest friend, my priyatam. No one is as close to me as you are. No one. Not even Brahma, who came out of my navel. Not even Shiva, not even my brother Balaram, or the other half of my body, Lakshmi, my Sarup Shakti. Indeed, not even my own self is as dear to me as you are. And that person who is so exalted and extraordinary, Uddhava, he's praying, Goma Lata Oshadinam. Vrindavana Kim. He says, let me be born as a creeper or a lata, a goma, lata, oshadi, a medicinal plant, so I can be decorated with the raj, the dust particles from the feet of the gopis, the braja raj. How exalted is the dust of Vrindavan. So this is a little introduction. Now, we will turn to Sataka, chapter 6. So these series of verses, about 12, 15 verses we will study, they give us an idea of the Braja Raj Mahima, the glories of the particles of dust in Vrindavan. So this first entry is called the glories of every pebble, every tiny pebble. There's a famous song over the last 10 years in Vrindavan where the Padakarta is glorifying Vrindavan, how every aspect, every leaf of every creeper is chanting Radhe, Radhe. So he's saying, Vrindavan me kan kan bole Sri Radha Radha. Vrindavan me kan kan bole Sri Radha Radha. Shri Radha Radha, Shri Radha Radha. Kan Kan Voli means every single particle, every single pebble. This verse is 688. Nityam viharato divya saki mandalalito mahavigdagda swatmeka rasa magnali jivano. Being served by the beautiful gopis, Radha and Krishna experience unlimited pleasure. In fact, they are the life and soul of the gopis, whose minds are absorbed in the mellows of their beloved Radha and Krishna's ecstatic love. Somehow, it's hard to see how that's... It's a beautiful verse about the gopis were absorbed in ecstatic love serving Radha and Krishna. Of course, one of their services is to massage their feet. Then they get the dust of their feet. But 17th Sataka, verse 38. This is how millions and millions, koti koti Vaikuntha loka, millions and millions of Vaikuntha planets are contained in one speck of Braja Raj. Vaikuntham koti koti, Vaikuntham koti koti pragunitam api no yadraj, yadraje lesha amritam. Draj, raj, yadraj lesha amritam, amrit. I mean, lesha amatram, lesha, lesh, lesh, lesha matram, raj. And lesha, just a single tiny particle, this dust. There's millions and millions of the most concentrated qualities of Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha koti koti pragun, prakrishna guna. Pran milat so bhagar der labam api labate sudda pavoj pavoj walayoa. Kurbiran bhakti koti bhagavati nata tatapi adbhuta prema murti. Adbhuta prema murti. Adbhuta prema murti. Shri Radhaya abhakte kim api nakalitam nomi brindatavim tam. Shri Vrindavan is millions of times greater than Vaikuntha. The land of Vrindavan shines with the highest transcendental mellows. It is the abode of Radharani. Only the most fortunate people are able to receive a particle of this land. Even if the spiritual sky possesses the entire opulences and glories of millions of Vaikuntha planets, still all of that vibhuti cannot be compared to a rajalesha, a particle of dust from Vrindavan. Devotees of Radha, who is the personification of the highest ecstatic love, constantly enjoys in this land of Vrindavan. Non-devotees, abhakta, however, cannot obtain this land even if they worship Vaikunthanath constantly. I bow down to such a land as Vrindavan. So he's showing the unlimited magnification of the glories of Vrindavan. In Sataka 17, verse 38. Sri Vrindavan, a particle of dust in Vrindavan, is more valuable and greater than millions and millions of Vaikuntha planets. That's why the devotees of the Braja Gopis, Lord Chaitanya came to teach Braj Bhakti. Sakya Bhav, Vatsalya Bhav, Madhurya Bhav, especially Gopi Bhav, Radha Bhav. These devotees, they have no interest in Sarupya Mukti, Silokya Mukti, Sharshti, Samipya Mukti, Vaikuntha Mukti. Nadana na jana na sundaram kavitam va jagadisha kamye mama janmani janmani shre bhavatad bhaktir hoitaki tai. They only want to live in Brajadam. You can take your millions of Vaikuntha planets and millions of types of liberation, and they don't care a fig for them. They have Vrindavan, and they have Brajabhav, and the Braja Gopis, and the Seva Brajeshri Radha, and Vrindavan Nath. Shrimad Guru Vashtavakam Etaru Che Brahmahurti Patate Priyatnat Yastena Vrindavan Anatha Sakshat Sevavi Labhya Janasanteva. So they have the service of Vrindavan Nath in Vrindavan, Vrajadam, the land of Vrindavaneshwari. What more do they want, do they need? Living in Vrindavan or serving Vrajeshwari and Vrajanath, that itself is more than millions and millions of liberations. Now this is 17... another translation of the same thing. Millions of Vaikuntha planets cannot become like a tiny particle of dust in the auspicious opulent Vrindavan, which shines with the splendor of pure love. Sudha bhav jwalayo. Jwala means shining, jwala. Sudha bhav, there's Sudha bhav here, Shringhara, Sudha bhav. They who serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead in millions of ways, but are not devoted to Sri Radha, cannot understand Vrindavan. Let me glorify Vrindavan. Kor biran bhakti koti bhagavati, natatapi adbhut prema murti. Bhakti, bhagavat bhakti koti, kubhiran. They may be engaged in koti koti sevas to Bhagavan, but they cannot understand this adbhuta prema murti. The adbhuta prema murti, Vrindavan is a murti, a form of adbhuta prema. It is a very personified, is a very existential form of adbhuta prema. Everywhere there's this amazing love of Radharani and the gopis, the amazing love of Yashoda and Nanda for their Lala, the amazing love of Subal and Sridham for their lover, for their beloved friend, coward boyfriend, Krishna. An amazing love of Raktak and Patrak, and Madhukant and Snigdhakant, and the other household servants. It's inconceivable. This is Adbhuta Prema Murti. The land is a form of Adbhuta Prema. Vaikuntha Prema, you don't find anywhere in any shastras where Vaikuntha Prema, that Bhagavan Prema, Vaikuntha Prema is described as Adbhuta. Adbhuta. That's Prema. Alright. Sneha Man, Pranaya Rag, Anurag. Koine. It's Prema. Dasya Rati. Millions of Vaikunthas in one speck of Vrindavan. So tomorrow we'll continue. By the grace of the Lord, we will get an opportunity to speak the glories of one grain of Brajaraj.